This is the Triple R Midday News with Alex Patrikios
and Nikita McInnes. Activists have expressed serious concerns for the human rights of asylum seekers in a planned refugee swap with Malaysia. Freya Cole reports.
Asylum seeker activists say Malaysia is notorious for the mistreatment of detainees and a highly homophobic country for gay refugees. Melbourne comedian Tom Ballard expresses his concern for those who hope to settle in Australia.
Malaysia's track record, particularly when it comes to, gay and lesbian citizens, it's really not that uplifting. Poor form by the Australian government to expect that people going to Malaysia are going to get the same treatment as if they were to come to Australia and be released into our community.
Freya Cole, Triple R News.
Melbourne's Lord Mayor Robert Doyle has thrown his support behind embattled Police Chief Commissioner Simon Overland. Speaking at the release of the City of Melbourne's draft budget, Mr. Doyle was quizzed on his opinion of the Chief Commissioner.
In my time working with the Chief Commissioner, he has been remarkably cooperative. He has been very helpful, and he's had a focus on city safety and city security that I have found a pleasure to work with.
Oxfam Australia is hoping for an increase in overseas aid in tonight's federal budget. Yolanda Redrup reports.
Australia currently gives 33 cents of every $100 to overseas aid, but Oxfam are hoping for more. Oxfam Australia's Andrew Hewitt says a good quality aid program will provide developing countries the basic necessities Australians take for granted.
It can help people realise their potential. They can get the proper education, have proper healthcare outcomes, have access to clean water and sanitation.
Yolanda Redrup, Triple R News.
In further budget news, Treasurer Wayne Swan will amp up skilled migration next year, sending 16,000 workers to regional areas to tackle labour shortages. The move is seen as an attempt to steer the federal budget back into the black by 2013, with a projected $20 billion deficit for this year. But migration policy expert Dr. Shah T. Robertson says there's a danger foreign workers will be exploited in rural outposts.
Often foreign workers that are on temporary visas don't have connections, for example, within the union movement. And if their job's tied to their visa, then they're very unlikely to complain about their working conditions or to complain if they're being mistreated in the workplace.
Obesity experts say 84% of consumers believe children should be protected from unhealthy food advertising. An Obesity Coalition study says nearly 9 in 10 people are in favour of the government introducing stronger restrictions to reduce the amount of junk food advertising seen by children. The Coalition's professor, Boyd Swinburne, says Australians have failed to protect children against the dangers of junk food.
The Australian government has given the food industry a chance to make a difference in marketing to children. It hasn't done that, and so it's now time for the Australian government to step in and make those regulations.
A government-funded youth advocacy group has called for tonight's federal budget to address growing alcohol use in young people. Andrew Bruhn from the Youth Support and Advocacy Service says alcohol use in young people between 12 and 24 has increased fourfold.
Generally, there's very strong evidence that if you raise the price of alcohol, it restricts supply. It is a significant issue for young people in our community.
Support to retain the monarchy in Australia has hit the highest ever levels since 1991. The most recent Morgan poll shows only 34% of Australians want a republic with an elected president. Professor David Flint from Australians for a Constitutional Monarchy says there's no model which meets the standard of the current system.
If the Republicans went away and worked out a plan, nowadays it's as if they're marching down the street saying we want a republic, but we haven't the foggiest idea what sort of republic we want.
More than half of Victoria's apprentices don't complete their training. The Masters Builders report found Gen Y apprentices had trouble communicating with their baby boomer bosses. Master Builders Executive Director Brian Welch says employers need to change their teaching style to suit younger workers.
For baby boomers, they need to lift their game if they want to get the most out of Y-gens, who can work very hard, contribute enormously to any business, but the treatment needs to be modified.
And now to sport. Here's David Vivas.
The Victorian government will hold a state funeral for Lionel Rose in recognition of the boxing legend's contribution to Australian sport. Mr. Rose died on Sunday, aged 62, after a long illness. And in soccer, Liverpool has put itself in contention for a possible Champions League place after their win over Fulham last night. Paddy Higgs from Sport All Australia says a new manager has put the Reds back in form.
The return of Kenny Dalglish to the major spot has really just reinvigorated their season, and they're looking odds on for a spot in the Europa League at least, and even, potentially that Champions League spot, which would be a wonderful